It is 1:58 p.m. on April 7th, 2014. We have members present: Representative Guerra, Representative Guttenberg, Representative Costello, Stoltz, Representative T. Wilson, Representative Edgman, Representative Thompson, and Vice Chair Newman. We have a quorum to do business. We have one item before us today. That's House Bill 361, licensing of behavior analysts. We didn't invite you up here. You want to talk about the bill again? That's fine.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, if you want to, okay. Generally, you ask to come up, or you're asked to come up. We have previously discussed the bill. There were folks wanted to look over some of the issues, and I think people have done their private investigations and inquiries. On the fiscal note, Representative Costello.
Co-chair, this bill has two fiscal notes. House Bill 361 has a fiscal note, OMB component number 2077 from the Department of Health and Social Services Medicaid Services Appropriation. This is dated March 17, 2014, showing indeterminate impact, fiscal impact. The second fiscal note for House Bill 361, dated March 19, 2014, OMB component number 2360 from Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, the Corporation's Business and Professional Licensing Appropriation. This fiscal note shows an FY 2015 impact of $46,600, and then in FY 16, a fiscal impact of $1,700, and that repeats itself, the $1,700 for FY 17, 18, 19, and 20.
Counting the fiscal note on House Bill 381, Representative Sadler's into this committee in our fiscal notes for about $110,000 so far. Any questions on the fiscal note? Representative Newman, would you care to?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move committee House Bill number 361 version / 8.
Excuse me. Were there any amendments? I'm sorry. And then following your motion, I'm sorry, Representative Newman, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 361 version / 8 from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. The bill's moved from committee. I believe we're going to be on the floor tonight, so prudent to cancel our meeting tonight and make sure that the professional staff here and others don't have folks waiting around. We're going to keep them busy enough at other times, so appreciate your readiness and willingness, but we will go ahead and cancel finance tonight because it's unless we want to meet around midnight or so. I see no inclination. With that, we will stand adjourned. We'll see you folks tomorrow morning and stay to sign the report. This is our shortest meeting of the year, right?
Yes.